Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning. Don't forget to join me today. We are going to be out for the Screaming Yellow Summer once again for another chance for you to qualify to win that brand new Harley-Davidson Street Rod 750A. Going to be at Padnos Iron and Metal in Benton Harbor. 11-1. Do not miss out, okay? Your times and your chances to qualify are running out, and today is a perfect chance for you to qualify. Right, Kiki?
That's correct.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
You're talking about the Screaming Yellow Summer.
Hey, you nailed it.
You've got a stop today.
I do. 11-1.
11-1.
On this beautiful Friday.
And then we've got another stop tomorrow.
That's right.
That we'll both be at.
3-5 over at the Livery. It's going to be a good time. We'll tell you more about that in a little bit. Right now, it's your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
At first, when I read this story, I thought it was about Hunter, but I found out it wasn't. And when I get to it, you'll understand okay. Why I thought it was him when I read the headline. There's a 46-year-old guy named Darren Blankenship in Paintsville, Kentucky. Hoo-wee!
Kentucky?
Kentucky. The cops tried to pull him over on Tuesday, but he kept going until he got to his house. And when he got out of the car, he wouldn't listen to the cops telling him to get on the ground because he said he really had to go to the bathroom. I can't do it. I got to go to the bathroom. Just give me a second. There was a few problems. One, he was drunk. Two, he had a loaded gun on him matched the description of someone who had been firing the gun earlier that night. So here he is. He's drunk. He's got a gun. He's been firing it off in the air.
Uh-huh.
Not a real stand-up citizen.
Yeah. Doesn't know the law.
And three, he kicked one of the cops.
Oh, my gosh.
Ah! Yay!
I think he was just stalling.
With that being said, he wasn't lying because when the cops put him in the backseat of the car...
He peed.
No. Worse.
He pooped?
He did.
He pooped his pants on the cop car.
In the cop car.
Okay.
Yes. He could not hold it. On the way to the jail, he went again. So he was full of it. This guy was
literally
full of it. He's facing several charges, including wanton endangerment, fleeing, driving under the influence, resisting arrest, and assault.
Ugh. You know what's worse is that the people at the jail had to clean him up.
There he is.
Ugh. Or they had to handle him while he smelt that bad. Because we've done that before.
Yes.
Yeah, he looks like a murderer.
He looks like a murderer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Serial killer kind.
With poopy drawers?
What? But you know how that is when you have to take care of someone who has got poop in their pants? We've done that before.
You know that thing when you gotta take care of someone?
Oh, yeah, man. We've had someone, you know, get a little, drink a little too much, pass out, and they poop themselves.
Cops have a hard enough job as it is.
I know.
I couldn't imagine, you know?
It's disgusting.
This guy's covering it all.
Ugh.
He's drunk. He's drinking and driving. That's a thing cops got to deal with. That's terrible. He has a gun that he's just all willy-nilly firing in the air.
Yeah, so now you're kind of a little bit on the edge about your life.
And he dookied in his shorts.
It was shorts? That's even worse.
I know, nothing's containing it.
Nothing's containing it.
Only in Kentucky, I guess.
Ugh.